You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome to studio once again the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins stops by each Thursday throughout the year for Cinema Chat. And y'all geared up for the holidays?
Oh, absolutely. Have family plans, and I'm going to be going to some movies over the holidays, and we have some really
That's what
great
you
ones.
Do.
Yeah, I do that a lot over the holidays and elsewise. Well, I'm very excited about the movie that we're opening actually on Christmas Eve on Saturday. It's called La La Land, and I'm excited because it literally is leading the pack in terms of buzz about Oscars and Golden Globes and all of those kind of
things. And it's a musical.
And it's a musical. And the lyricists for this musical were two University of Michigan, former University of Michigan students in the musical theater program, Benji Pasek and Jason Paul. Justin Paul. And they have a musical that opened about 3 weeks ago on Broadway that's a hit called Dear Evan Hansen. And their musical, A Christmas Story, is currently playing live at the Fox Theater and will be playing there through Christmas Eve. So you can go see their live musical at the Fox Theater.
So they're having some career success, aren't they?
They are having some career success. Their song City of Stars was nominated for a Golden Globe this year. And now they were the lyricist, and the composer is Justin Hurwitz. Justin Hurwitz, the composer, and the director, Damien Chazelle, went to college together at Harvard,
they needed words, they had to come to the University of Michigan.
Exactly, and Justin Paul went to the University of Michigan. They're all 31 years old. So anyway, it's really interesting that they put this together. So anyway, excited. And then also, Benj Pasek and Justin Paul wrote a song that's in Trolls that may get nominated for an Academy Award. And they're working on a movie musical on P.T. Barnum called The Greatest Showman that's going to star Hugh Jackman. So like you said, they're having a lot of career success.
Yeah, no kidding.
And La La Land is a film that was, again, directed by Damien Chazelle, who did Whiplash.
And what a great movie that
absolutely.
Was.
Absolutely. And this movie stars Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone as the two romantic leads. J.K. Simmons is also in this film as well, another Michigan guy.
Right. Now, we've pointed out that this is a musical. Have you ever heard Ryan Gosling or Emma Stone sting? I mean, are they actually using their own voices?
Yeah, they're using their own voices.
They're not dubbed in?
And Emma Stone was on Broadway in Cabaret, and they do quite well.
So they can
sing.
Yeah,
they've gotten, you know, very good reviews. So anyway, that's opening on Christmas Eve, and you can see it in Movie Palace Splendor exclusively at the Michigan Theater. And if you're a fan of things, so Damien Chazelle is a fan of Top Hat, and which starred... Fred Astaire, and It's Always Fair Weather and Singing in the Rain, which was a two great musicals.
Will you hold it against me if I told you I've never seen either?
And then a film that I know you've never seen as well, Umbrellas of Cherbourg, which is actually a French...
I've never even heard of that
one. It's a French musical that's really lovely. Anyway, very excited. Lots of people are excited about seeing this film. La La Land opens on Christmas Eve. Currently playing at the Michigan Theater is Manchester by the Sea, and that will continue through the holidays. And opening this week, it already opened, but just opened, is Jackie, which is Natalie Portman playing Jacqueline Kennedy, and a wonderful
That's another one with
performance.
Oscar buzz.
Absolutely, lots of Oscar buzz there. Greta Gerwig's in that, Peter Sarsgaard, and it's the story of the days right around the assassination of President Kennedy, and her, you know, dealing with his legacy, with her emotions, with her very small
trying to
children,
a family
at the
and a
time.
Nation together.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, if you haven't seen The Pickle Recipe, you have a chance today to see it at 3:15.
And it's actually about pickles. It's not a metaphor.
No, it is about a pickle. So it's about a grandmother's pickle recipe that was so prized by folks. And it's a really heartwarming family comedy. Go check it out. Last screenings at 3:15 and 9:40 on Thursday.
I don't want a pickle. I just want to ride my... motorcycle.
That's right. Moonlight, which may be my favorite film of the year that I've seen, is on the Friday the 23rd at 9:45. That's the last screening of that we have. And then Eagle Huntress, which is this great documentary about this 13-year-old Mongolian girl who beats a a gender specific trade of or tribal tradition of eagle hunting, and becomes the first female eagle huntress. And that's going to play just one screening today, one screening Friday, one screening Saturday, and then it's gone.
That one sounds good. Breaking glass ceilings across the world.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside my co-host, the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins. And but wait, there's more, isn't
there? That's right. A holiday tradition, Temple Beth Emeth, presents a movie on Christmas morning at the Michigan Theater, and it's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So
the original.
Come on down. The original. With Gene Wilder,
which is the only one to watch,
and that's at 10:30. So come on by. It's the theater is staffed and run by folks from Temple Beth Emeth in that for this particular screening, and it's become a really nice community tradition. Opening at the multiplex are two films that have gotten pretty good reviews. Now the La La Land and Manchester by the Sea and Jackie are all in the 90% range in terms of positive reviews. It's really unbelievable the quality of films that we've got playing at the Michigan Theater over the holidays. At the multiplex, Sing has 69% positive reviews, and it's an animated musical that has the voices of Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, Scarlett Johansson, and it's about this entrepreneur, this guy who owns a theater that's falling apart. Sounds familiar. He tries to
save. So it's all about the Capital campaign.
That's right. It's all about the Capital campaign. And he's trying to save it by running a singing contest like American Idol. Except it's all animated, and there's pigs and elephants and all kinds of stuff that are participating in the singing.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's a plan for you.
That's right. And then August Wilson's Pulitzer Prize-winning play has been turned into a movie by Denzel Washington.
Yeah, he's directing
Fences.
And Emmys in it, right?
Yes, he did. And Viola Davis has received Best Acting Awards already. And Fences got 95% positive reviews. And as you said, this is directed by Denzel Washington. So the critical consensus is from its reunited Broadway stars to its screenplay, the solidly crafted Fences finds its Pulitzer Prize winning source material fundamentally unchanged and still just as powerful.
And yet the box office winner this week might be a science fiction movie, right? The one with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt?
Passengers, yes. And unfortunately, the reviews on this have not been good. 23% positive reviews. They're out in space on a 120-year journey where a lot of the people are in suspended animation.
Big theme,
yeah,
big box office.
Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence apparently do pretty well, but the story just is doesn't quite work, according to the critics. Assassin's Creed is based on a video game, and it's gotten 17% positive reviews.
That's pretty poor.
Michael Fassbender's in it. It's got a pretty solid cast, but the special effects just don't work, according to the critical consensus.
And James Franco's being a weirdo again.
That's right. James Franco plays a guy who wants to marry a very accomplished woman, and Bryan Cranston plays the father. The daughter's at Stanford, and he's just a goofball, a real goofball. But of course, romance wins, but only 33% positive reviews for this. And although it's solidly cast, it seems to be overall just misconceived and disappointing version of the father versus fiance formula.
Well, there's plenty of and some very good choices to be had when it comes to movies. So either if you want to do that with your family or do that to get away from your family as you make it through the holidays,
that's right.
There are movies available to you. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We wish you a happy holidays, and we'll talk again before the new year. It is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Movie Holiday Central. Ho, ho, ho. Have a merry holiday.